This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're the first graduating class of the golden age of America. We're in the golden age. You watch. The golden age. Like many generations before you, you're graduating at an exciting time for our nation, a period of both extraordinary change and incredible potential and what will be unbelievable growth. You're going to see that very soon. You're going to see it starting very, very soon. The whole world is talking about it.
Whole world's talking about it, but standing in our way are these people.
It helps when you know that borders are not racist, speech is not violence, America is good, terrorists are bad, men can never become women,
what?
Police are not criminals, and criminals are not victims. Everybody should believe in the American dream. It's real, it's there, and it's right before you. We're coming back to the American dream.
Yeah, over the last few days, they have laid out their vision, Scott Bessent, Donald Trump. It gives me chills because I can see it. I can see it like right over the hill. Like, gosh, if we could just get there.
Yeah.
If we could just get there, because I know it'll work. I know it will. I have seen conservative economic philosophies work right. My entire life.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what this is. Very simple. If you move here and you build your factory here in America and you provide Americans with good paying jobs, guess what? Guess what you get? You get 100% write-off of the cost of your factory. You got to build it. We get that. It's expensive. We're going to let you write off 100% of it. Wow. And 15% tax rate? If we can get this past the buffoons in Congress, I mean, Katie, bar the door, this country's going to boom again.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to boom again. Now, you put that, like, look at what that does to China for a minute, because this is not just great economic policy. This is a declaration of war on China. This policy may finish China off. Let me tell you why. China's tax rate right now, which, by the way, is lower than ours, is 25%. It's what it adds up to. You want to manufacture there. Okay, but so we have a higher tax rate cumulative than communist China? Yeah, we're idiots. So what would this do? Okay, well, this would force China to drop theirs. Well, they're in a problem. They're printing more money than we are. They're at 300% of GDP. We're only at a little over 100, right? And we're in a financial mess. Don't kid yourself. So what would they have to do to make up that revenue? Print more as their factories flee. That's the plan. It could work. I know it could, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people might say, well, that's not fair. I saw some comments like that to American manufacturers. Well, okay, let's take that apart. Let's think about it for a minute. If you're manufacturing widgets over in XYZ, you're already in the market, right? You're already competition.
Right.
So you might as well move here and manufacture. And what this does is regular, say the factories that have already been built in America, they're depreciated every year, right? Over a very long period of time, what this does is catch you up so you can afford to build that factory in America, and Main Street wins. And to make that affordable, you put that 15% tax rate. I mean, we're going to start to begin to be able to compete with places like Ireland, which, you know, capitalistically has done some really good things. So I couldn't be more excited about this yesterday. I just what's been laid out over the last couple of days. I mean, look, you and I have documented this over the years. There's this weird thing with Congress. Whatever the, if there's five options for us to go down five different roads, it's like they pick the one that does the most damage to America every single dang time.
Yeah.
And after finally years of outrage, when we change it, they go, okay, and we'll pick the road that is the second least damaging. We just do. Good things go to Congress to die. But look, this is one of those things that Democrats aren't even going to be able to say, well, we can't afford it. Tax breaks for millionaires. No, there's no tax break here. We were collecting from these factories zero tax dollars because they're overseas. So if we give them a break to 15% to come here, well, now we're collecting something instead of nothing. So something is more than nothing from the billionaires. That's a tax increase if you want to look at it the way Democrats should look at it.
Well, and tax decreases, tax cuts only go to those who are paying taxes to begin with.
Yes.
And what is it, around 52% of the population of this country does not pay any income tax because they don't meet the requirement?
Yeah, and you know, I've got real mixed feelings about all of this, Lee. I got to tell you, this idea, I love the idea of finally giving the tax break instead of the millionaires and billionaires, giving them to people waiting tables. So I waited tables for a long time. Right. That's how I paid my way through college.
Yeah.
And I was always exhausted. I had to work my way through. Other people were partying. All right, whatever. But the problem is when you don't pay taxes, you disattach from the system. You don't have any incentive to care about the waste and the things Doge is finding. And I want everyone to have a stake in the mess so that everyone wants to clean it up. I want it to hurt when that waitress hears Doge talk about the private jets that the bureaucrats at the Institute of Peace were flying around on taxpayer dollars after they moved the money into an account Congress can't oversee. I want the waitress to hurt so that she will get angry and carry a sign. So letting more people out of taxes, I don't know if it's the answer. I think the answer is cut it all and let and give us an across-the-board tax cut. I think that's the answer. But let everyone have skin in the game, because that's how we got here. When half the, as you just said, when half the country didn't pay taxes, they don't care anymore, but they want stuff.
Right.
So I don't know about that long-term, but I wanted to play J.D. Vance at Nucor Steel because, boy, does he nail what Biden did and the Democrats have done in the war on Nucor Steel that the Democrats conducted with environmental regulations.
Honest for a couple decades.
Oh, that's the wrong click. I'm sorry. That's the reverb one. I'm sorry. I get the other one. Well, anyway, he was talking about how he talked to Nucor Steel executives and how they were saying, look, we had this great plant in West Virginia and it's sitting idle because Joe Biden came into office. And I've been talking about this for a long time. Hiked electricity costs in just 4 years, 29%, highest ever for a president. He did that by putting a tax on natural gas produced off federal lands. Absolute destruction. And when he came into the office, they couldn't run that plant anymore.
Yeah, steel takes a lot of electricity to make.
Yeah. So, but you know, what did we do? Well, we just buy the Chinese steel made with slave labor and even dirtier energy.
Yeah, all their coal-fired plants.
Right. So the only effect that you have, you're hurting the environment in order to make sure Americans don't get jobs. It doesn't make sense. We'll have more on that coming up.